Walking the Path. I arrived in Chile in February of 2022 and studied Spanish for about 5 months before being assigned to the parish of San Mateus, where I am learning missionary work from the parish priest, Father Genovio Cho. We participate in events for youth in the parish, catechesis and meetings. And by participating in the parish liturgy, I am building relationships with the parishioners. I'm learning from their missionary life that the Chileans are very family-oriented. The catechesis of First Communion sees children come with their parents and the whole family gathers at baptisms. In addition, I have seen families participating in La Caminata, an event for youth, and I know that these families are also involved in the Mass. It has taught me that faith is a legacy passed down through the generations. The type of relationship in the Chilean church I'm experiencing is vitally important. Being a member of a community that has a family atmosphere means that family-like intimacy must be present. And I am now receiving this love. I meet people here who treat me like a son or an uncle. I'm learning the love of God through the love of Chileans who accept me as part of their family community. Here, all God's people know they are brothers and sisters. And for the remainder of my time in Chile, I want to share such intimacy and love with them. That article entitled Walking the Path came from Joseph Seong Yosib, who is a Columban seminarian from Korea and who has recently completed his first mission assignment in Chile.